This Rugby League update is brought to you by On Deck Small Business Loans. Visit ondeck.com.au.
Not about the money, Gal, is it?
Hey, boys. Oh, look, boys, I certainly want to get paid for what I do. I won't never hide away from that fact. But look, as far as the premiership goes, you're right there. I really doesn't bother me what you get paid. I'd like to win it for nothing, to be honest. Yeah, I suppose what you said does raise a fair point. That there is a lot of money in the game, and it has been that way for a long, long time. I think you get just as much money for winning the Nines competition. So that's probably more of an issue for the clubs and the CEOs and the players, because I know that there wouldn't be a player in the game who wouldn't want to win the competition for nothing. It wouldn't bother a player one bit of that thing.
No, of course. But, you know, there's plenty of money washing around. You know, if we talk about dollar TV contracts, I don't mind that extra incentive for the minor premiership.
Yeah, no, exactly. And as I said, I think it's probably more of an issue for the clubs, because I'm not even sure what sort of percentage the players would get out of it, because I know the money would all go to the club, and with the salary cap issues and all that sort of stuff, the way it is at the moment, I doubt the players would get too much of a percentage of it. So, as I said, more of an issue for the CEOs, and they should take it up, I suppose.
It is. They could fight it out, but I wouldn't mind that 50-50 split, and that could actually be salary cap exempt.
Yeah, well, if it was salary cap exempt, then you did get a 50-50 split. I suppose that the money did go up. That is a fair incentive for players, for sure. But I suppose the way it is at the moment, I know it certainly doesn't bother any one of the Sharkies boys at the moment.
No, I know.
Certainly, it's something to look out for the future. Yeah. Does it go to a 50-50 split?
Well, no. I think it's up to the discretion of the club, Gal. But normally you can get a 50-50 split. That's what I'd be pushing for if I was you.
But as you say, Gal, it'd be nice to find out, mate, by winning the thing.
It'd be nice to find out for sure, yeah.
They loved
this week.
Yeah, it was. They loved having you back, obviously, mate. You brought a lot back into the team.
Yeah, it's good to be back, obviously. It was pretty frustrating the 2 weeks missing a game through an injury and a warm-up, and then I was pretty close to playing last Monday. I thought I probably could have got on the field, but they wanted to be safe, and it turned out to be good. I come back and just did my job for the team, which is all I've got to do. And if me being out there gives the boys some confidence, well, that's my role in being captain for the club. And obviously we played well. I thought the boys took some good steps forward the week before, though, against South. I thought their defence really started to improve. And then obviously against the Roosters, it improved for the majority of the game. The first 20 minutes, it gives a bit of a scare. They were there to play, and they're playing very, very physical, and they obviously got a couple of early points, but we knew it was going to be an 80-minute effort, and we played for 80 minutes and got the win.
How important is the minor premiership, Gal? You're on 39 competition points. Quite clearly, Melbourne are on top with 40. It's terrific the way it's worked out, isn't it? Round 26, and you two guys play.
Yeah, and I think just for the game in general, it's really, really good for the fans, for the TV audiences. I think it's going to be great. And not only our game, but there's still a chance for a spot to be decided, I think, and then spots can change around through the bottom part of the eight as well. We wins and losses to certain teams. So, yeah, it's really, really good. It's all still on and all still exciting. But as far as we go, look, as I've said all year, when we were on that string of wins, the minor premiership, it doesn't mean too much to us at all. But in saying that, the way it's panned out, it has this week, because if we were to go to Melbourne and not win, and Canberra were to win, we'll finish third. And all of a sudden, we've got to go to Canberra to play.
Yes.
First week of the semi-finals after we've had such a quality year, and to go down there, not so much for us. It doesn't worry the players, to be honest. We don't care where we play or who we play, but I think just for our fans, they have to travel 2 or 3 hours down to Canberra to watch it rather than just travel half an hour up the road to Sydney.
Yeah.
I think it's more important for them if we get the win and win a premiership, and they get to watch us in Sydney.
Yeah, and it would work for Raiders playing it down there, obviously. There's a distinct advantage in that. Gal, are you confident the intensity is back to where you need to be, or do you still need to lift a bit more?
Oh, you still got to lift, still got to go to another level when it comes to semi-finals. I've got no doubt about that. That's what we struggled to do last year. I thought, we finished the year off really, really well, and we probably stayed at that same level. We managed to see us really well, obviously, but then we couldn't go up a year against North Queensland, and they smashed us. So, certainly this year, hopefully we've learned from that. The way we're training is a little bit different, too. We're training for shorter periods of time, but you know, a lot more intense. So I think that holds in good stead for the semi-finals. And it was good, like, there's no better test for us this week. I mean, as I said, I thought we took some good steps forward against South. We really took some steps forward last week. The best team in the competition, the best defensive team in the competition we're up against this week. So, this will really show us where we're at heading into the semi-finals.
Look, Gal, it appears to me maybe Cameron Smith playing some mind games with the referees. He got marched 10 metres last week. You don't see that very often. He's a master manipulator as far as referees are concerned. And then he's gone public in the last 24 hours as well, saying, you know, they need to adjudicate on the game. Do you reckon he's looking for some favours come the weekend?
Oh, I've got no doubt about it. Mark Cameron, as we know, probably the smartest player in the game. And I certainly think that's what he's looking for. I mean, I remember an incident in the Origin. Now, I can't remember if it was Cameron or someone else, but they did that play that we're talking that he's upset about, that Milford did. Now, Queensland is exactly the same player. Yeah. I can't remember if it was Cameron or someone else, but certainly I remember Queensland got the penalty for it. So when I did see it the other night, I did laugh at it.
Yeah,
and then the way he's gone off about it the past few days, look, a little bit surprised, but I'm sure that, as you said, I'm sure there's a little bit behind it, and probably a little bit more bit of mind you can set into the semi final series.
Gal, they went down to the Broncos. That was a really good fixture, but you know they need to beat you guys just from a confidence perspective. Yeah. So you could really take them on and dent them.
No, that's right. And I've watched Melbourne close to over the past month, and there's been some games they've won, but haven't won convincingly. And I mean, one of them was against Newcastle probably a month ago. They played, I think it was Manly, the next week, but quite easily. It might have been Manly. Beat them, and then, so I don't think their form has been where they'd like it to be. And then obviously they come up against, we're probably beating quite convincingly. And so they certainly want to turn their form around start as well. So as I said, it's a really big game for both sides. I suppose it's cement that we think we are in the competition. If we can go out there and win and play well, then you know we are a genuine premiership threat. If we go down there and we don't play well and we're beaten, well, you know, we're sort of got our tail between our legs as well. And that's the same situation Melbourne are in. They want to cement their spot as the best of the competition at the moment, and we'll see who gets the win.
Yep. Slats was saying you've got some room in that trophy cabinet there for the JJ Gilton Shield.
Just a little bit. There's a bit in there. Yeah, and as I said, boys, it'll be really good for the fans if we win it. I think more for them than us, and more for the fact we get to play our home games in Sydney, because it's something that hasn't been spoken about as a playing group, to be honest. And Flano might bring it up this week, I'm not sure, but over the past, all throughout the year, it hasn't been brought up once. So we'll see how Flano carries on this week.